Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1040, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Hat was possibly nearer the elevator than the shoe. That was a dirt floor and cinders on it scattered over the dirt. I thought the places on her face had been made from dragging. I think I saw a little blood on the underclothing. I did not testify before the coroner that the blood ran a little when we moved the body. I didn't say it was liquid. The blood was dry. The little trail where I thought showed the body was dragged went straight on down where the girl was found. It was a continuous trail. The finger joints on her hand worked a little. Back door was shut. Staple had been pulled. The lock was locked still, but the staple had been drawn out. It was a sliding door with a bar across the door, but the bar had been taken down. It looked like the staple had been recently drawn. I was reading one of the notes to Lee with the following words. A tall black Negro did this. He will try to lay it on the night. And when I got to the word night, Lee says, that means the night watchman. I had just said the night, and he said, that means the night watchman. I think the underclothes were torn, not cut, but I am not positive. Redirect examination. It was about 150 feet from the ladder to where we found the body. The ribbon I found was not on the hat, it was on the hair. We made another experiment at night to see whether Newt Lee could have seen the body from where he stood. We placed a bulk about the size of an ordinary body about the same position that this body was found in, and you could see the bulk of the body by looking carefully by standing at the spot Newt Lee said he had seen it. A man couldn't get down that ladder with another person. It is a difficult matter for one person to get through the scuttle hole. The signs of dragging that I saw was right at the bottom of the elevator shaft, on the south side of the elevator. The signs of dragging came right around the elevator straight back east of the ladder, started east of the ladder. A man going down the ladder to the rear of the basement would not go in front of elevator where dragging was. The hat was found to have been pulled straight out of the door. On the inside, it was not bent. The body was cold and stiff, hands folded across the breast. I didn't find any blood on the ground or on the sawdust around where we found the body. Yes, the hasp is bent the least bit. When we got there Sunday morning, I think the elevator was on the second floor. We tried to make Lee run the elevator, but he said he couldn't do it. Further redirect. I found the handkerchief about 10 feet towards the rear beyond the body on a sawdust pile. Recross examination. I found it possibly 10 or 15 minutes after we found the body. The handkerchief was bloody just like it is now.